Christians may be recognized under Nepal's new government. The first Bible lesson airs on a radio station in Burkina Faso, and Jesus Fish are allowing Christians to reach out in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Nepal is one step closer to ending a decade of civil war. A panel began drafting a temporary constitution for Nepal 4 days ago. Their work paves the way for Maoist rebels to join an interim government. Gospel for Asia's national leader for Nepal, Narayan Sharma, is optimistic.
The existence of Christians will be very much acceptable, and we will be able to take part on the national agenda and things like that. And the churches will be recognized. That means we will be given registration and things like that. So we can develop our work and ministry.
Sharma says some wondered, where is God under the worst of the persecution they experienced? However, prayer has been their most powerful tool.
God was always on our side. And within a short time of history, the Lord did so much wondrous, and He gave us freedom at least to exist and live as a Christian citizens of the nation.
Next, the on-again, off-again anti-conversion bill in Sri Lanka is on again. Testimony is being heard before a government committee. The proposed bill would outlaw forced conversions, which can't even be proven in the first place. Back to the Bible's James Kenaganayagam says the anti-Christian feeling is already impacting believers.
With the ethnic tension increasing, there has been a shift of focus against the church. Increasingly, because of fear, some churches have kept away from proclaiming the gospel, distributing tracts, doing evangelistic ministry. It's not a good sign.
Churches aren't requesting Back to the Bible to do as many open-air evangelistic campaigns. Kenaganayagam says their radio work has also been affected.
Some radio stations are asking for premium rates to air Back to the Bible programs because we are Christian programs. And that requires additional finances just to fund airtime.
$9,000 can fund a broadcast for an entire month. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Burkina Faso, a new tribe's mission partner, Hover, recently taught the first ever Bible lesson in the Southwest Gospel radio station. He's one of the Loran Bible teachers from the Ivory Coast. Plans are to continue the broadcast with a series of Bible lessons each Thursday evening for the next few months. Pray that through the weekly radio broadcast, the Word of God will reach the Loran people scattered throughout the hills of southwest Burkina Faso. Next, Little Samaritan Mission has been serving the poor in Romania and Moldova since 1988. Founder Florian Pindic-Blaj and his wife Lidiana have helped thousands of orphans and have seen the ministry grow to include radio networks in both countries. However, Lidiana is in desperate need of prayer as her cancer is spread. This comes at an inopportune time as Little Samaritan needs to raise $12,000 to put two radio stations on the air before they lose their licenses. And New Orleans, Louisiana is slow to awaken. Katrina's rubble still dots the landscape. Muddy puddles are everywhere, filled with the nemesis of summer, mosquitoes. That raises serious concerns over the diseases spread by the pests. Operation Blessings President Bill Horan got a call from the city with this plea.
We need mosquito fish. We need the funding to purchase the mosquito fish. And we need a virtual army of volunteers to plant these fish in these pools. Mosquito fish, or gambusia, have been used for over 100 years in virtually every country where there are mosquitoes for biological control.
Horan says they immediately mobilized the church community to help. The effect? Open doors for ministry.
I've had people ask me if they could get some of those Jesus fish. And the first time the question was asked, I really had to do a double take on that. But at least throughout some of the church community in the Orleans area, these fish are becoming known as Jesus fish.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 15th anniversary. What better way to do that than by taking you on a short-term mission trip free? It's a Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.